He thanked Valdivia and left the office. He walked toward the river and found a small park. The late afternoon was humid. His chair was stained with sweat and stuck to his chest. What happened back at Valdivia's office had scared him. He sat on the edge of a picnic table and looked at the great pantanal lying before him. A musician began to play his guitar as the sun sank slowly over the Bolivian mountains not far away. A pilot agreed to fly, but he wanted to leave early and be back in Corumba by noon because it was Christmas Eve. Valdir had hired a guide called Jeff. He was 24 single and strong. He ran into the palace hotel wearing a brush hat, shorts, black army boots, and a shiny knife in his belt. Nate liked him immediately. His stroke was hot but ready for the jingle. They rounded through the streets of Corumba, slowing and only slightly at red lights, completely ignoring stop signs. Chevy talked as he held the wheel like a race driver. Nate didn't hear a word. His head stopped at each new intersection. The airport was empty. The pilot's name sounded like Milton. He was friendly now, but it was obvious he didn't want to fly or work on the day before Christmas. "Do you feel safe?" May asked Chevy. When the pilot announced he was ready, Chevy laughed and said, "No problem. This man has 4 small children and a pretty wife. Why would he risk his life?" Corumba was immediately beneath them, to the east and north, a dozen small rivers wound circles around and through each other. Because of the floods, the rivers were full and in many places ran together.